Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford.
And welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. Now, I did mention there were two dysfunctional families in this play. The other is the family of Polonius. And as we know, because Claudius has given leave, Laertes is about to set sail back to France. But before he goes, he has some advice for his sister concerning Hamlet. And this is the kind of advice I imagine any brother would give to his younger sister concerning a potential boyfriend.
For Hamlet and the trifling of his favour, hold it in a fashion and a toy in blood. A violet in the youth of primy nature, forward, not permanent, sweet, not lasting, the perfume and suppliance of a minute, no more.
No more but so?
Think it no more. Perhaps he loves you now, but you must fear, his greatness weighed, his will is not his own, for he himself is subject to his birth. He may not, as unvalued persons do, carve for himself, for on his choice depends the safety and the health of this whole state, and therefore must his choice be circumscribed unto the voice and yielding of that body, whereof he is the head.
You can actually hear the brother talking to the sister. Perhaps he loves your life, maybe he does, but it's only a fancy. It doesn't mean he's going to love you forever, and anyway, he can't marry you. He's saying clearly, he hasn't the choice. He's a prince. He will have to marry a princess. His marriage will be political. He'll be aligned to some other country. That's happened all over Europe for 2,000 years, that a prince married a princess from another country because it was a political alliance. That's how kingdoms developed. So what Laertes is saying is quite true. Hamlet hasn't, because he's a prince, the one thing he can't do is what he wants. He may want to marry you, but he won't be allowed to marry you. So whatever you do, don't do something that might mean you have to marry him. Be careful.
Fear it, Ophelia, fear it, my dear sister, and keep you in the rear of your affection. Out of the shot and danger of desire, the chariot's maid is prodigal enough if she unmask her beauty through the moon.
Out of the shot and danger of desire. In other words, what he's saying is, whatever you might fancy, don't do it. And I'd like to thank Paul Harkin and Lucy Sweeney for reading Laertes and Ophelia.
I shall the effect of this good lesson keep as watchman to my heart. But, good my brother, do not, as some ungracious pastors do, show me the steep and thorny way to heaven, whilst like a puffed and reckless libertine, himself the primrose path of dalliance treads, and wrecks not his own reed.
Oh, fear me not. I stay too long.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.